Good morning. Today is 27th of September 2018. We welcome you to IGSL Morning Podcast. Indian shares finished modestly lower on Wednesday as investors eagerly awaited the latest monetary policy update by the Federal Reserve. With a 25 BPS rate hike fully priced in, investors looked ahead for clues over the next rate hike move in December. Markets opened on a steady note earlier in the day but failed to sustain initial gains despite mostly positive cues from Asia and Europe. BSE Sensex fell by 109 points while Nifty Index ended down 13.65 points ahead of the expiry of September series derivative contracts. Hindalco, Titan, Vedanta, UPL and India Bulls Housing Finance jumped 2-7% in the Nifty pack, while Wipro, ITC, Infratel, SBI and Tata Motors lost around 3%. Yes Bank advanced 1.8% after its board sought extension to let Managing Director and Chief Executive Rana Kapoor stay till September 2019. HDIL rallied 4.8% after Bank of India said it would withdraw an insolvency petition against the property developer. Glenmark Pharma gained over 3% ahead of a board meet this weekend to consider buyback of its foreign currency debt worth $200 million. News updates. Federal Reserve officials raised interest rates and cemented expectations for another hike this year as they reaffirmed that a strong U.S. economy will probably warrant further gradual increases well into 2019. Asian Development Bank maintained India's growth forecast for the current fiscal at 7.3% and pegged growth at 7.6% during next fiscal. In an update of its flagship annual economic publication, the Asian Development Outlook 2018. Government hikes basic customs duty on 19 items to curb imports. India will increase the import duty on 19 items, including air conditioners and washing machines, in an attempt to curb imports that would help in bridging the widening current account deficit and reduce pressure on the rupee. Positive for domestic manufacturers. Reliance Industries wholly owned subsidiary Reliance Industrial Investments and Holdings has acquired some stake in Netradyne, a US-based company, for $8 million. MRPL, HPCL have contingency plans for Iran oil cut. Lupin starts strategic review of Japanese arm. NMDC plans to raise iron ore capacity to 67 M tons by 2021-22. Market view. Nifty opened gap up at 11,145, but failed to cross open price and closed at 11,053. If Nifty sustain above and closed above 11,176 level, then we would expect some bullishness and one can expect upside till 11,233 to 11,300 range. While support on downside would be 10,966 and 10,883. For further details refer IGSL Market Insight report on InventureGrowth.com. Download and trade with IGSL mobile app for live trade notifications. Have a profitable day.